Hosea, chapter 13. When Ephraim spoke trembling, he exalted himself in Israel, but when he offended in Baal, he died. And now they sin more and more, and have made for themselves molten images of their silver, idols according to their own understanding, all of it the work of the craftsmen. And they say of them, "Let the men that sacrifice kiss the calves." For this reason, will they be like the morning cloud and like the early dew that passes away, like the chaff that is driven with the whirlwind out of the floor and like the smoke that goes out of the chimney? Still, I am Yahweh your Elohim from the land of Egypt, and you will know no Elohim but me, for there is no Savior beside me. I did know you in the wilderness, in the land of great drought. According to their pasture, so were they filled, and they were filled, and their heart was exalted, and for this reason have they forgotten me. And for this reason will I be to them like a lion, like a leopard along the way will I observe. I will meet them like a bear that is bereaved of her cubs, and I will rend the call of their heart, and there will I devour them like a lion. The wild beast will tear them. O Israel, you've destroyed yourself, but in me is your help. I will be your king. Where is there any other that can save you in all your cities, and your judges of whom you said, "Give me a king and princes"? I gave you a king in my anger, and took him away in my wrath. The iniquity of Ephraim is bound up, his sin is hidden. The sorrows of a travailing woman will come upon him. He is an unwise son, for he would not stay long in the place of the breaking forth of children. I will ransom them from the power of the grave. I will redeem them from death. O death, I will be your plagues. O grave, I will be your destruction. Repentance will be hidden from your eyes. And though he is fruitful amongst his brethren, an east wind will come. The wind of Yahweh will come up from the wilderness, and his spring will become dry, and his fountain will be dried up. He will spoil the treasure of all pleasant vessels. Samaria will become desolate, for she has rebelled against her Elohim. They will fall by the sword. Their infants will be dashed in pieces, and their women with children will be ripped up. End of chapter.